At this time, Cassius 92.7 brings you the Trojan Sports Report with all the latest news on Chambersburg Trojan Athletics. Now here's your host, Chambersburg Athletic Director Jeremy Flores.
Good afternoon, Trojan Nation. Today is Wednesday, May 8th, and it is my pleasure to welcome you to this week's episode of the Trojan Sports Report. I'm your host, Jeremy Flores, and I want to thank you for joining us today only on 92.7 FM Trojan Radio as we recap and look ahead at what is going on with Trojan Athletics. So we are in the final week here of the spring 2019 regular season, and today's show is going to be a little bit shorter than normal just because of some other events and meetings here going on at Cassius today, but I'm also going to change up the flow and format just a little bit as well. So instead of having a segment in the middle to discuss a specific topic or event coming up, we're going to move that to the end, and I think you'll know why once we get there. So let's first start by taking a look at this past week and how our Trojan student athletes and teams performed on the fields and on the courts. So varsity girls lacrosse, they lost this past Monday to Carlisle in a very, very close game, 9-8 here in Trojan Stadium. Varsity boys lacrosse went 2-1 this past week with wins over Northern York 10-4 and Bishop McDevitt 11-10. Sorry about that. They unfortunately lost to Carlisle this past Monday evening 17-8 in what halted a 6-game win streak. So they now have an overall record of 8-7 with just 2 games to go in the regular season. Varsity boys volleyball went 2-0 this past week with 3-0 wins over Redland and Central Dolphin East. They now have an overall record of 10-5 and are in 9th place in the District 3 AAA playoff power rankings. Varsity baseball lost 2 games this past week to Cumberland Valley and Mifflin County. Their respective scores were 8-3 and 6-4. Varsity track and field had a great showing this past Saturday at the Stan Morgan Invitational at Carlisle High School, and they also picked up 2 team dual meet wins yesterday over Central Dolphin East. The girls team defeated the Panthers 120-29. While the boys won 105-45. So with both of those wins, the teams finished the regular season on a high note. The girls finished their 2019 campaign with a dual meet record of 5-2, and the boys finished their 2019 season with a dual meet record of 4-3. And to round out last week, varsity softball, the Lady Trojans bounced back nicely from a tough stretch in the previous week in which they had, I believe, 6 games in about in a 7-day time period. They went 2-0 this past week in Mid-Penn Conference action, and those 2 wins include a 14-2 game over Cumberland Valley and an 8-1 win over Mifflin County yesterday. So with those 2 wins, the team now has an overall record of 14-4, and they are sitting in 3rd place in the 6A District 3 power rankings. So once again, that wraps up last week's scores. If you would like to check out our final scores daily, just follow us on Twitter at @CASDAthletics. As we always do our best to post our final scores there each and every evening. So moving on, what's going on this upcoming week? And again, I just talk about varsity events with so much going on. It would just take too much time to go through that the entire show. So starting with today, Wednesday, May 8th, varsity softball is home versus Redland at 4:15 p.m. at Norlo Park. So head on out there to check it out as we celebrate our seniors. Varsity baseball hits the road and travels to Redland for a 4:15 p.m. start. And varsity boys lacrosse hosts New Oxford at 7 p.m. in Trojan Stadium. And the varsity girls lacrosse team travels to New Oxford for a 7 p.m. start. And just to note there, the JV game is canceled for today for girls lacrosse. Tomorrow, Thursday, May 9th, 1 game for our Trojan athletics tomorrow evening. Varsity boys volleyball travels to Altoona to close out their 2019 regular season campaign. And the varsity match will begin at approximately 6:30 p.m. On Friday, May 10th, varsity baseball hosts Central Dolphin at 4:30 at Green Township Park, while varsity softball travels to Central Dolphin for a 4:15 p.m. start and what could be a Commonwealth title on the line depending on game results from today for both Central Dolphin and Chambersburg. And to round out Friday evening, varsity boys and girls lacrosse will host St. Maria Goretti in a doubleheader in Trojan Stadium. The girls will start at 6 p.m. with the boys to follow at 7:30 p.m. On Saturday, May 11th, we have a very, very big Mid-Penn Conference Track and Field Championship meet here at Trojan Stadium. That meet will begin at 9 a.m. And once again, it's one of our biggest events of the year. We have all 32 Mid-Penn Conference schools convening here in Chambersburg at Trojan Stadium and Buzz Peters Field for that first postseason event of the season. So if you have nothing to do on Saturday, come check it out. And then next week, as we look ahead, Monday, May 13th and Tuesday, May 14th, we currently do not have any events scheduled for our varsity teams. But I want you guys to stay tuned, coming up here in just a minute, to all the postseason information as our teams finish the regular season. We may have events next week. So once again, I know I quickly ran through that entire list of all events. You can always check out our daily and weekly schedules on our website at www.casdonline.org/athletics or on our Twitter account at @CASDAthletics. Again, we post the daily and weekly events in both of those places each and every day. All right, so playoff and postseason information, and this is why I waited till the end because I don't really want to focus on it until the regular season's done, but there's going to be some information that you guys need to know before we get to next week's show. So playoff games and postseason information for our own teams. We have several teams in playoff contention: softball, boys volleyball, and boys lacrosse maybe right there. And then track and field will have several individual athletes competing in postseason events. So where can you find out that information and when? Our website, as I mentioned, is going to be one of the best resources for our teams to find out the information. Again, that's www.casdonline.org/athletics. But the District 3 website is where all the District 3 tournament brackets, memos, information on sites, times, the cost of admission. You can find out all that information on their website, and that is www.piaad3.org. And again, that's the number 3. So again, piaad3.org. Again, that's going to be for our district playoff information. And then hopefully we have teams going to states, and you can check out the state association website at piaa.org. So how are home sites selected for a lot of these postseason events? I think that's a question that I get asked quite often is, why is our team competing here? Why do they get a home game? And the question's just going on and on and on. So for District 3 playoffs, for most sports, the higher seed is going to host all the way up until the championship game. So that means semifinal games, quarterfinal games, first round games. If you're the higher seed, 1, 2, 3, or 4, you're probably going to be hosting those games all the way up until the championship game. There are a few sports where they will find neutral sites for the semifinal games before the championship game, softball being one of them. And those sites are basically determined for a couple reasons. One, they try to do it in a very neutral place between the two schools that are competing. But that doesn't always happen. You know, sometimes we might be playing a Lancaster school up in Lancaster, and they might be the higher seed. And so it's really a big home field advantage for them. The reason why sometimes that happens is the District 3 committee is kind of at the mercy of what schools are willing to host these games. So not every school, you know, we have about 120 schools in District 3. There's maybe only a handful that are willing to host these events for neutral site games, and there's really only a handful that have the facilities capable of hosting these events. So again, that's just a little bit about how these sites are selected, where you guys can find the information once they're announced, once the final power rankings are released next week. And then going on, we also host several just neutral PIAA playoff games here in our facilities that don't involve our teams. So We're blessed here at Chambersburg to have facilities like Green Township Park for baseball, Trojan Stadium here for track and field and lacrosse, the Cassius Fieldhouse where we play volleyball here in the spring, and then Norlo Park where we play softball. Again, we have some of the best facilities in the entire state, and we hear that often from the administrators and executives there at the PIAA office, but also visiting coaches. They're always impressed when they come to us. The other great thing is our location. So we kind of sit nice and in the middle part of the state between the Pittsburgh and Philadelphia regions, especially with the Turnpike being so close, that we are actually a great site just location-wise for several of the teams that make it far into the state playoffs. And so so be on the lookout for those events that we'll host. We'll post those on our website. And again, on our Twitter account, you can check out those events on the PIAA website. We often don't find out about those events, though, until maybe 2 days beforehand. because it all depends on what teams win and what teams advance before they select those sites. So, again, we love hosting those things each and every season, the fall, winter, and the spring. And so I'm sure we will have several here for both baseball, softball, and possibly boys volleyball or lacrosse in our facility. So check those out. Just an important note for all those events, you know, because during the regular season, we don't charge admission for softball at Norlo Park or baseball at Green Township Park or even track and field. So like this upcoming Saturday's Mid-Penn Track and Field Championships and any other postseason games we host, there is going to be an admission charge. So keep that in mind. It's typically $6 for adults and $3 for students. So keep that in mind as we don't accept passes like staff passes or District 3 passes or anything like that. Okay. Again, for more information, check out our website where we post all that postseason information. So with that, we're about out of time for today's show. Again, for more Trojan Athletics information, follow us on Twitter at CASD Athletics and check out our website at www.casdonline.org/athletics. So thanks for listening in. We will be back next Wednesday, May 15th at 1:30 p.m. for another version of the Trojan Sports Report, only on 92.7 FM Trojan Radio. And don't forget to listen to a rebroadcast of today's show at approximately 4:30 p.m. this afternoon. Go Trojans!
You've been listening to the Trojan Sports Report with Chambersburg Athletic Director Jeremy Flores. Join us every Wednesday at 1:30 for another episode of the Trojan Sports Report, only on 92.7 Trojan Radio.